Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week, our guest is Lafayette Mayor Tony Rozworski. Thanks, Mayor, as always, for being with us today.
My pleasure, Brian. Great to be here.
So I want to start with, you know, earlier this year, there were some concerns raised that a new law could cause a large drop in the tax revenue coming from apartment complexes. Speaking more recently, the county assessor is warning that efforts to get the legislature to address those changes have likely locked out any chances of immediate relief. What are your thoughts, and you know, what are we expecting in terms of changes to tax revenue here in the city?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a little bit unclear. Obviously, when we found out about this, it was a change that was put in last year during conference committee right at the end of the legislative session. So unfortunately, we did not know it happened, and we did not, as nobody really knew that it happened, quite frankly. And so when it came to light this year, we have been looking into it, and we have worked with former Senator Brant Hirschman to try to work on that language to make it more what we believe would be, you know, fair and equitable to our community with the growth that we've had. And we have a significant number of apartments over five units. And, you know, West Lafayette has several multi-story high-rise apartments. And, you know, we're really just trying to make sure that the assessments are fair. Obviously, we want them to be fair. We don't want them to be too high. We don't want them to be too low. We want them to be what market rate is, and most of them have been sold. There are some comparables. I understand that comparables are not easy, but there are some sales for some of the properties, too, that I think can also help set some baseline. So we are hoping, you know, the DLGF did indicate that they would be updating their tables. That should help make a difference in some of the losses that we might have. It certainly, I don't think, will bring us back to par, bring us back even. So we'll continue those discussions with legislative leadership, with the DLGF. You know, we're really trying to just get this fair, and I hope the Apartment Owners Association can look at it the same way. We're just trying to get this fair. So everybody's paying their fair share. As you know, we have lots of agreements with downtown apartment owners that where the city issued bonds to actually help get those built. And those bonds are paid back off the increment that their new investment generated. So the city's actually a financial partner in almost every new apartment building that you've seen downtown in the last 18 years. So we have a vested interest, but so does the actual apartment owner. So it's something that we'll be watching very closely. We want to work collaboratively. Like I said, we just want fair and accurate to ensure that everything is where it should be going forward.
Yeah. At the most recent city council meeting, Caterpillar saw a resolution for a 10-year tax abatement. That abatement is expected to support a roughly $700 million investment in the community. What can you tell us about it? And, you know, is this at this point a pretty sure thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, we've passed it, as you know, at the last city council meeting. And I think watching those go through city council is an important part for them to make that final decision to ensure that those abatements did take place. Our council is very pro-business and very pro-growth, and so there certainly wasn't any problem here, but I'm sure they have to do their due diligence to make things sure that things pass. But we're very excited about that. As you know, it's 100 new jobs. It's 325,000 square feet addition onto the current plant, and then new equipment in that space and new equipment in the current plant there also. So Caterpillar's been a wonderful partner. We've partnered with them. We've had a great relationship now for over 40 years, and Lafayette is absolutely committed to making sure that this is successful with expedited permitting, expedited inspections, all of those things to react at the speed of business to help get these improvements up and running over the next few years.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you just briefly and pivot here. The governor signed into law a law that would override local ordinances banning the sale of dogs from pet stores, something places like West Lafayette and Lafayette adopted in an effort to curb the problem of puppy mills. Any reaction to that bill?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. I felt like our ordinance was well thought out. I feel like it is a local issue. And I feel that it's, I'm a team player, but I feel it's unfortunate that sometimes, the state government, state legislature takes that position of overriding local control and local governments. I mean, we're elected to the people by the people here in our communities. My office is very accessible. People see me in the grocery store, the gas station. They can make their thoughts known to us. I struggle sometimes with the wisdom behind the lack of local control and us being able to help dictate what our local citizens want. And I feel like we're really accessible and they make those views clear. And I think in our community, in Tippecanoe County, Lafayette, West Lafayette, there was overwhelming support for this ordinance. So it seems fundamentally unfair to the people that pay our taxes and pay our salary, whether it's local or state, that, what they wanted for their community now is getting overridden by a larger government, by a big government. And, it just seems wrong to me to take away some of that local control. I understand on certain policies as budgets and economic development, income tax, and things like that, there has to be some statewide guidelines and parameters. I fully understand this, but I think this is an example, along with like fireworks and things like that. Those are examples where there's just no reason why this can't be done at the local level.
Yeah. Watching the most recent city council meeting, you gave, a state of the city address, and you talked about some of the investments that are coming to this community. Are there any other kind of major investments that we are expecting to be announced for this coming year?
Well, I think I did a pretty good recap at my state of the city. We talked about this morning, 11B, utility service area 11B. Bowen Engineering was awarded the contract for that. That was talked about that. That's about a $40 million expansion of water, sewer, wastewater lines that will open up about 1,000 acres immediately and 4,000 acres over time. Still working on our well fields. We need the rain to stop and things to dry up so we can get those big rigs into the areas where we need to go. But in Park East Boulevard, we'll begin soon. So people over the next couple years, because all these are multi-year projects, are going to see a lot of infrastructure upgrades, improvements, and extensions in the city of Lafayette.
That is our time for today. Mayor Rozworski, thanks for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBAA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions at ask@WBAA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.